From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elisa Blyle. A man widely recognized across Missouri as a champion for justice for all has died. State Supreme Court Judge Richard Teitelman was 69. Rachel Lippman reports.
A native of Philadelphia, Judge Teitelman came to St. Louis for law school and never left. He joined the legal services of Eastern Missouri in 1975 and was then its director for 18 years before being named to the State Court of Appeals in 1998. Governor Bob Holden appointed Judge Teitelman to the state Supreme Court in 2002. Dan Glazier worked with the judge at legal services for 17 years. Glazier, who's now the agency's executive director, says he was heartbroken to learn of Teitelman's passing.
He was always speaking for those whose voices were not heard.
Teitelman was both the first legally blind and the first Jewish judge to sit on the state Supreme Court. I'm Rachel Lippman.
State corrections officials are seeking bids from funeral homes in an effort to reduce the cost of burying inmates who die behind bars with no one to claim their bodies. The Department of Corrections is trying to spend less than the $62,000 it spent in 2015 burying unclaimed prisoners. To do this, bid documents request the cheapest wood boxes and least expensive grave liners to bury the inmates. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports burial arrangements for unclaimed inmates are now left up to local prison officials who work with a local funeral home. More than 1,400 of Missouri's roughly 32,000 prison inmates are over the age of 60. Last year, 104 of those inmates died while incarcerated, including 55 whose remains were not claimed by family. The Environmental Protection Agency has increased the amount of renewable fuels that must be blended into the nation's fuel supply next year by nearly 6%. For Harvest Public Media, Sarah Bowden reports on what this means for corn and soybean producers.
Every year, the EPA adjusts the amount of renewable fuel it requires oil refiners to pump into our gas. After initially signaling lower renewable fuel goals, the agency reversed course. Economist Scott Irwin at the University of Illinois says the EPA's decision to up the number of gallons of the renewable fuel standard is good news for corn producers. Maintaining demand for ethanol creates stability. But the ruling is even better for growers of soybeans, which are often turned into advanced biofuels.
The advanced component of the RFS standards is growing rapidly right now, whereas the conventional ethanol is capped out.
Oil industry group, the American Petroleum Institute, calls the ruling a bad deal for consumers. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Sarah Bowden.
Striking workers are protesting in Kansas City for a higher minimum wage as part of rallies nationwide. The Kansas City Star reports that dozens marched around a Burger King at around 6 a.m. this morning. The rallies commemorate the day 4 years ago that the Fight for $15 movement began in New York City when a group of fast food workers walked off the job. I'm Elisa Blyle, KBIA News, Columbia.